Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and we're 10 days away before things get started in the city of brotherly love, and that's the city of Philadelphia. They'll play host to the 2017 NFL Draft, and it's amazing. Like, you know, we get to this point every year, and it's kind of like these guys going through the collegiate days. It goes by in a blink of an eye, and, you know, by the time December and bowl games roll around and we really start pumping out the shows, lo and behold, you know, we're close to wrapping things up and then kind of delve into another offseason to get prepared for another college football season. But with that said, we're going to be joined with the Rutgers linebacker who has some fullback in him for the next level, and that'll be Kevin Marquez. And, I love guys that kind of play a position basically, you know, their, you know, entire career more or less. And sometimes at that next level, you just kind of project somewhere else. And one, it shows the versatility and the athleticism that this young man possesses. But again, you know, a lot to talk to, especially, you know, with such a short amount of time. You know, I'm sure it's like Christmas for a lot of these guys. It's, you know, you're anxious. You just kind of want to find out where you're going to be and what the next step and how you're going to be spending the next few months as you prepare for this next level. But if you missed any of our shows, you know they're always free and available at iTunes under the Players Platform Show. Earlier today, we had the Virginia Tech standout defensive lineman, outside linebacker, Seth Dooley, and then we also had the Arkansas tackle, Dan Skipper, on as well. And again, both those shows, free and available. I just go back and listen to them and find out what these guys bring to the table. And the same thing goes with Kevin. Once you listen to the show, you want to listen to it again, you can do the same thing there. So a lot to discuss in the world of football. I mean, you know, plenty of free agency, things of that nature. I mean, you know, you have a guy like Jay Cutler that remains unsigned, and, you know, it'll be curious that where he ends up. I know there's been hints that he may retire, but I really don't think that is going to be the case as we kind of move forward, you know, to this upcoming season. But Kevin Marquez here on the C2P. Kevin, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Before we get into it, can you believe that your teammates are kind of doing the spring ball stuff, and have you waken up in the morning thinking you've missed practice yet?
Oh, man, I miss it every day. I wake up and I watch Snapchat and Instagram stories, and it just gives me good memories, man. Hope they ball out.
That excellent stuff. And have you thought maybe one of those mornings when you wake up, do you like, oh, man, I just think I missed practice? Or have you hadn't had that nightmare yet?
I don't think I've had it yet, you know. I'm still waking up and training hard, so it's almost the same thing, just a different element. One's football, one's weight room. But I'm still grinding here. I don't miss it yet.
Definitely. And I'm curious, man. I mean, when do you get the idea that there's a shot, that, you know, that what you're doing on Sundays could get you to or Saturday could get you to Sunday? Because you know as well as anybody, especially playing at the level that you have, you know, everybody wants to get this opportunity. When does it kind of sink in during your college career where you know you can kind of say, hey, at the end of this day, I have a shot at the next level?
I believe, you know, just if you play hard, you know, you have good film and, you know, coaches always talk good about you. You know, that's always going to carry on to the next level. You know, what you do in college, it's a great factor of how your skill set is and what your work ethic is. So I think once you're in college and once you get into, like, your junior year and you start seeing the stats and you start seeing your work ethic and all stuff like that, it translates over to Sundays, you know, that gives you a better look, and then just take it from there.
Definitely. And I'm curious, I mean, young days, Pop Warner, Pee-wee, have you been playing football since you're a young kid?
Oh, man, I've been playing football as long as I can remember. Any position you can think about, I play, man.
Excellent. Well, now I'm really excited. So kind of how do you, I guess, emerge as, you know, a linebacker kind of slash fullback guy at Rutgers? I mean, with that many positions, I'm curious. I guess take us through high school. I mean, you know, what were you playing your senior year, and what other schools were looking at you maybe for other positions?
Well, I tell you, it started off my sophomore year where I was the wide receiver, and I played defensive line, nose guard. I played both ways. Not only that, I was also the punter. So, in high school, junior year, I went from D-line to linebacker to punter, and then my senior year, I just went from linebacker to wide receiver to punter. I had a great senior year. I led my my county in receiving yards my senior year, and it was just, you know, wherever they put me, I'll play, you know. So that carried on to my my freshman year at Rutgers, I came in at defensive end. And then the next 2 years after that, I played fullback behind Michael Burton. And then the next 2 years after that, I played linebacker. So it's been quite a transition, but hey, man, I give it all.
Hey, I guess you do get it all. Once again, Kevin Marquez, Mr. Versatility for the Rutgers Scarlet Knights here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. And I'm sure it's an exciting time for you as you've been going through this grind. You'd be, like you said earlier in the show, you've been waking up every day like you're going to practice because you're grinding, keeping that body ready for when the name is called. When you kind of go through, you know, you get done this season, you start doing your combine prep, you start working on all this stuff that leads up to pro days and all this things that come up being a prospect. Kind of take us in the pro day. I mean, I'm looking at your numbers now. I mean, 37-inch vert, 10-4 broad. You showed the power with 24 reps on the bench. The three-cone dude, 6'8". I mean, that's – trust me, I have a lot of guys come on the show that would murder for a 6'8". I mean, that's a great three-cone time for your size. So with that said, I mean, how did you feel? I know everybody always wants to do better, but did you walk away happy though?
I walked away satisfied. You know, I went to Parabolic. I trusted my trainers. I trusted the whole system. And every day I showed up competing and just paying attention to the small details, because when it comes to three cone and shuttle and the 40, it's just all about small details. So once you focus on the small details, then you can really elevate yourself and explode and become faster. And even the bench, you know, there's a lot of technique that goes into the bench. Like, I actually hit 30 reps, but, you know, they subtracted six reps because of, you know, they said my elbow wasn't fully extended. So, yeah, sometimes you got to take stuff like that and just use that as motivation and hit the field and just drop the best numbers you can.
Nice. You know, Kevin, I'm glad you brought that up, because sometimes people ask me some of the stuff because, you know, I do a lot, I see a lot, and, you know, sometimes I'm, you know, after you guys lift or something, you're kind of behind the scenes, and it's crazy. You think that, you know, you just kind of go on the bench and you just kind of do that, but more than any other thing, I hear guys kind of, you know, not complain, but just in terms of the way the guys are going to call what you're pushing up, you know what I mean? And, you know, like you said, you did 30, you got, you know, credited for, you know, 24, so it's just, but I can't believe you brought that up, because I hear that so much. It's kind of crazy that you know, there's not a better system obviously you got the weight up. I mean, and man, deduction of 6, that's just ludicrous. I've never heard that many, but obviously I think they saw the power. I mean, you did get the weight up. Parabolic, we see those guys. We're Twitter friends. We've seen them down at the combine, and they have been growing. I know they got the new facility coming. What was it like going down there? I mean, what was the biggest change you saw once you got there, and, you know, from the time you got there until the time you left?
I think one of the biggest changes I saw when I got here was that they really focus on, like, like I said, the details. Like, they really pinpoint the details, and it just, they just break down the signs for you, you know, like when you should maximize your body, when you should, you know, when to take it down a notch, and just like, it's just like they, these guys, they love doing their job. So it's like, they want to see you do better. And if you do bad, they're going to make you keep going until, you know, you get the times that you want. And the Parabolic system is just, you know, you just got to trust it, because these guys, you know, like Dr. Matt and Justin and Cody, they know what they're talking about. They've been through the system for a long time. So, like, I think one of the biggest things is just, like, you really have to trust your coaching and just really listen to them and work on it and just detail everything.
Excellent, excellent stuff. Once again, Kevin Marquez here on the C2P. So this is a part of the show where we kind of break down why scouts are going to love you, my man. I mean, if they're in the film room and you bring such versatility even to this next level, you know, if the scouts are breaking down tape, I mean, what are the things that they're going to kind of say, hey, Kevin, we love this about you, we love that about you, you know, this is why we kind of bring you on board for the 53-man roster?
I think some of the stuff they're going to say is that, you know, I can play any position, you know, whether a linebacker, fullback, special teams. I don't think there's many fullbacks that can play linebacker and special teams and do it well. But they're also going to say, you know, I play like on my highlight tape that's on YouTube. They're going to see all my highlights and say that I can run down the field, I can tackle, I play whistle to whistle, you know, I have experience at both positions, and I just have more to offer to the table. So I'm ready to go. You know, I just came back from the Giants and the Jets workout, and I just flew around and played both positions and just did the best that I can. Even if I dropped the ball in one of the catching drills, I picked it up and I sprinted full speed. So when I was out there, it was just lights out for me. So they know that I leave everything on the field.
Nice, nice. And what's that like? I mean, close, Kevin. I mean, what's it like, you know, going, you're in the lock. I mean, you know, you're there, but, you know, you're that close, but you're not official yet. I mean, what's the mindset?
Well, the mindset basically, you know, from pro day to the Giants and the Jets workout, I left it all on the field. There's nothing more I can do right now. It's just sit back. After I left it on the field and did everything I can, it's just sit back and just let time take its course, you know. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, I know I give it my all, but just right now I'm just sitting back and seeing what's going on.
Definitely, definitely. And I ask this question as well because we know scouts, coaches do listen in. We pass this off to the guys that we know as well. So, you know, it gives them another opportunity to listen in. Is there anything that they can't see on film, Kevin, that's a big bonus? I mean, it could be leadership qualities, maybe game film study, maybe you're a weight room warrior. And, you know, what are some of the characteristics that, you know, film doesn't reveal that's a big bonus for you?
I think one of the things is that whether it's competing during practice, like one-on-ones, or, you know, like maybe like an Oklahoma drill, or let's say the weight room, like who runs the most, who's the fastest, who benches the most, who pushes the sled the most. I always came first in every category. Even like throughout last year with the new coaching system, Coach Ash and Coach Parker, everything was about competing. And it's rare that I lost. So even if you go in a weight room, you see my name on top of everybody. I'm always number one on the list. So, you know, the best grinders always got to come in first, and I believe that was me.
Yeah, that's excellent. You're getting me all jacked up. I love when guys come on the show and get me all fired up. There's a few guys every year that do it, Kevin. You're one of them, man. We're 10 days away.
I appreciate it, man.
Like I said, I'm telling you, yeah, man. I could just feel it. Like I said, I could just, yeah. You know, you're the type of guy that you just want to be playing with. That's you know, you just want to look over there. Where's Kevin at? All right. Well, if I mess this up, Kevin's going to be there to kind of save
the day. I got your back.
Excellent. Now, this one, I'm actually kind of excited to hear this one because most of the time it's just kind of, you know, fluff and just a cliche thing to ask. But since you do have a multiple, you know, versatility base and you have a couple options, you know, look, you know, between linebacker, fullback, when you watch the game at the next level, is there anybody you kind of say, hey, this guy reminds me? Could be a guy that just grinds. I mean, you might be just love the way the guy plays. I mean, does anybody come to mind?
I think if I were to pick out a player, I do like the way Michael Kendricks plays. Do like the way Sean Lee play. They just play whistle to whistle. And, you know, I just can't really compare myself because I don't see a fullback that has great speed and good hands. I just see, you know, a typical fullback that's great at blocking. And, I would have to compare myself to just a linebacker. Like, Michael Kendricks is one of my favorite linebackers. And he's a fast dude, almost the same size as me, almost. But I can watch him all day, him and Sean Lee. Just downhill players,
nice,
relentless, man. And play whistle to whistle.
Nice. Excellent stuff, man. Once again, Kevin Marquez here on the C2P as we break down some draft news with this young man. Been a great show. We're almost out of time, but we always like to have some fun and throw some lighthearted stuff your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Let's do it.
All right. Now, you had multiple coaches. You had Coach Ash and Coach Flood, but between the two of them, maybe both of them, maybe none of them, who did the best impersonation of either one of these guys on your roster? And if they did a great impersonation, would they do it in front of them?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to have to go with my man, Miles Nash. He's currently a tight end for Rutgers. And last year during camp, you know, we had to do an impersonation thing in front of the coaches, in front of the whole team. And that, if there's any guy who can nail anyone, that's Miles Nash. He did Coach Ash and it was hilarious and I loved it. And just, it was a great time.
Excellent. Excellent stuff. And since those parabolic guys did so much to help you out, you can return the favor. I don't know. It could be Jason or Matt. I'm trying to think of who else they have there. I'm trying to think of other people I know. I know Andrew as well.
Put it this way.
If you could flip the switch, and Steve, if you could work one of those guys out, kind of put them what they put you through, which trainer are you going to pick and what are you going to have them do?
As in like pick for a workout or?
Yeah.
Fine, my man Justin. I'm going to have to go with Cody.
Cody. He's he's a funny guy. I mean, he's just one of those guys that's, you know, more science than skill, but okay. He knows his stuff, man. He's a funny dude. I like him.
Excellent. And then this one, I think you guys enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Who would I take to dinner? At first, I'm going to ask my girlfriend if it's okay if I can take one of these fine ladies to dinner. But after that, I'm probably going to have to go with Serena Williams, because she's one of the best athletes I've seen, and she was dating one of my favorite rappers, Drake. So I would like to rub that in Drake's face a little bit.
Oh, that was great. You totally complimented him, said, you know what, because he's my favorite rapper. And then you're like, but I'd like to throw it in his face. That was a great, one, too. You're like, that's like the fake high five. You're like, hey, man, put it up here. Like, ah, no, I don't think so.
Exactly.
And, yeah, but I like to joke around the other way. I mean, if she came on the show, your girlfriend, and I asked her, male celebrity, you think she'd throw out a male name?
Oh, absolutely. She would. She'd probably go with Odell Beckham.
All right, so then you guys see, so everybody's happy. Maybe you guys could go like make a, you know, double date, you know. And then the final question for you, man. Eric Dorsey, he's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the ideas on the shoes and cleats you guys wear. Obviously, you've probably seen Odell Beckham's all done up nice. If you could have your shoes with some sort of theme or idea, what would you want to spray it on there?
I'm probably going to have to put my Puerto Rican flag on those shoes. You know, got to represent. Got to represent.
Nice.
So I definitely put my Puerto Rican shoes on there and just my last name. And I'm a simple guy. I don't need too much. Not too flashy. Just want to play.
Nice. You know, I've never, and this is how much I'm fired up by you. I've never actually tried to throw my own input on the shoe, but you got to put Grinder on there somewhere as well, too.
There you go. I'm a Grinder.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, see that? Yeah, I've never told any of the guys, like, what they should do with their shoe, but after talking with you, yeah. But, hey, man, I was so excited to get you on. Obviously, you know what you bring to the table, and like I said, I think other teams are going to be excited about what they've seen from you. But, hey, we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me, and I'll give it to everything I got.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Kevin Marquez, the standout Rutgers, Mr. Versatility of Positions, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And I'm flipping through my notebook, folks. We got about 200 names in this notebook. I could probably maybe say five guys that you just know are just pure bah. And Kevin ranks right there on the list. I even put a star next to his name because I know he's going to get after it. If you want more, Kevin, you guys know the drill. You can always check him out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio here on the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.